When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst, Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, my friends. Thank you for being with me today. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network on Red Friday. I know you can't see my tie, my red tie for Red Fridays, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed. And we're going to talk today about a little bit of a tongue twister. I was trying to say it and practice it earlier. I'm like, wow, let's get my tongue around that. Our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. And that's a little bit of a long tongue twister, but our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. Essentially, we're going to talk about an expanded version of the difference between doing and being and the action and execution of all of that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome. You're with me today. I appreciate you being here. There's people from all over the place listening. I appreciate you. Thank you. I've got my special mug. So that's wonderful. And if you've got your mug or your tea or your coffee, mine's actually Berry Burst Boost type tea, herbal tea today. And I'm excited to drink that today. If you don't have a journal or something to write with, you need to do that. You've got about 30 seconds to find that to make sure you can write stuff down, because you're gonna want that. I can tell you in terms of, so who are you listening to? For those of you that know me, that's great. I appreciate you coming back and listening. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet, millions and millions and millions of men. And I'm looking for people to help me get that message out, get my message out and engage, not just reach, but engagement. I'm the founder and CEO at Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor and a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an international keynote speaker. This coming weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, I'm in Niagara Falls. And then in the following weekend, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Mud He Men Retreat. That's going to be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to do that. I'm an energy coach, a mindset and energy coach for a pro basketball team. I teach tools and strategies to flourish and expand ourselves, primarily for men. But I do have a woman's offering, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But my avatars are entrepreneurial men and obviously men pro athletes. So that's who you're listening to. I've spent 30 years doing personal development at a really, really high level. I read 5 to 7 books a month, business books month after month after month after month. I journal in 5 different journals every day. I have for almost 35 years. I'm certified as a high performance coach. I'm certified NLPN certified to teach Napoleon Hill. And I share that not to say, hey, you know what, here's my resume, because that really doesn't matter. But to say, you know what, I've been doing this for a long, long time. And I've got some insight. I've got, even by even osmosis, I'm going to pick up some stuff. So I'm hoping that it's helpful. I'm hoping that you can engage with it. If you happen to be here and you're in, you can get into the chat. If you jump into the chat, my producer will give you a link. Sarah will give you a link to get into my live studio audience. And if you can or want to, you can watch live streaming, obviously at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com on our free download, on our free app. It's a free app. You can download. You can find me streaming there. You can also see me streaming live, so you can see the picture. As well as hear the sound on inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv. You can go to our Inspired Choices Network YouTube page and watch it there. You can watch it on our Facebook page on Inspired Choices Network. So, excuse me, plug in wherever you can. Would love to see you in my live studio audience if you're available to do that. All right, so our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. And I'm going to read this because I wrote it as the copy, as the ad copy. And I just to let you know, this is where we're headed. And this is kind of what we want to talk about today. At the core of who we are and how we engage with the world lies a fundamental duality, being and doing. These two concepts shape our experiences, our choices, and perceptions. Understanding the difference between being and our addiction to doing can lead us to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Being and doing are two sides of the same coin, but they focus on different aspects of our life. Think of being as your core identity, the qualities that make you unique. It's about the values, beliefs, and emotions that reside within you, independent of any external action. On the other hand, or the other side of the coin, doing refers to your actions and behaviors, things you do in response to situations and circumstances. It's the way you interact with the world and the choices you make, where society as a whole has us focused on, and the addiction to action or our doing. Society has us addicted to doing. These actions can reflect our being, and they should, but they don't define our entire identity. Your actions are important, but they're like the outer shell of who you are. Your being is what gives substance to those actions. Hope that makes sense. Your being is what gives substance to your actions. When you're aware of and live out of your core values and beliefs, your doing becomes more intentional, meaningful, and breaks the cycle of addiction to it. So we're going to discuss our addiction to doing and refocus ourselves on being. Sometimes there can be a disconnect between the two. Lots of times there's a disconnect between the two. We might do things that don't align with our true selves because of societal pressure or other influences. So we're going to talk about that today. So why do I say addiction? Right? We think addiction. Well, is that alcohol? It's drugs. It's porn. It's gambling. There are lots of different things that can be an addiction. And a lot of times, these addictions are coping mechanisms. They started as a coping mechanism. They started as a way to get through the day or to get through the week or to get through our lives or to be able to cope with tough situations or to cope with the pain we're feeling. And we do it often enough for long enough. And the next thing you know, it's a vice. The next thing you know, it's an addiction. And our addiction to doing. What do I mean by action addiction? We're addicted to doing. I think that's part of the reason COVID slapped everybody so hard. Because we were moving so fast. We're just go. We weren't really paying attention to who we were being. We were focused on what we were doing. We're hanging out with our friends and we're partying and we're working and we're spending time with our family if we have to. But the point is we were doing, and everything shut off. March 2020. We can't go to work. There's no distraction with partying. I can't go to a restaurant. I can't. Everything shut off and I'm stuck looking at myself in the mirror going, wait a second, this is not who I thought I was going to be at this age. This is not where I wanted to be in my life. And that doesn't make me very happy. But because most people abdicate their power, well, it is what it is. I can't change it. Bullshit. We do have the power to change it is the point. It is what it is. Nope, that doesn't have to stay that way. But because we're in that spot when people were frustrated and angry that they weren't where they wanted to be in their life and they didn't have the ability to go out, they just got angry and spiteful and just started to spew venom all over the place because they didn't know what to do with it. Or they begin to drag in addictions, right? Whether it was, streaming and watching over and over and over and over and over, then, you know, the Netflix, you're freebasing. Watch whole seasons of shows in a day because there wasn't anything to do. And so when I say that, if we can understand who we're being, then our doing would be an extension of who we're being. Then we're in alignment, right? But when it's not, we're addicted to doing. We walk around with a badge of honor going, oh, I worked 60 or 80 hours this week. Oh, I had to work, 45 hours this week. It's like, okay, Well, what does the rest of your life look like? What do you mean? Well, you spent 60, 80 hours at work. You spent 45 hours at work this week. How much time did you spend with your family? How much time did you spend looking after you, doing self-care? How much time did you spend increasing you, plugging into things you want to do, that you really want to do, not things you just have to do? Addiction. We're addicted to doing. Why? Because it distracts us from the rest of it. It distracts us from having to actually figure out and be aware of who I'm being. How sad is that? That's not thriving. That's not flourishing. That's existing. That's not really living. I want to challenge us this week. Are we really living? Are we really feeling fulfilled in the way we show up for ourselves and the people around us? Because if we have an addiction to doing, we're not showing up the way we should be for ourselves and certainly not for anybody around us. And again, I'm talking specifically about an action addiction. I'm not talking about, although they work the same way, right? Whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, doesn't really matter. An addiction is an addiction is an addiction is an addiction. Doesn't matter what tribe you're using in terms of what, pick your poison. It's all addiction. We're talking today about action addiction in the context of doing versus being, or being versus doing. And it's not a verse. It's not saying, hey, this is against that. It's not. Our doing needs to be an extension of who we're being. A lot of times when I'm talking to people and they're like, well, this is who I'm being. And I'm like, okay. And then they tell me what they do. And I'm like, what the hell is that? That's not in alignment at all. So much wonder you're exhausted and frustrated all the time. You're not doing who you're being. What you're doing is flying, you know, that you're a salmon swimming upstream. It's hard and it hurts and it's brutal. And for what? We need to pay attention to our action addiction. Are you addicted to action? And I'm not talking about action movies. I love action movies. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our own addiction, our own activity, the things we're doing in a day-to-day. Do we just pump it out and go, hey, you know what? I was go. You ever have days where you have a to-do list and you get home and you're sitting down after supper and you're like, crap, you know what? I my list was full and I was busy all day, but I don't think I stroked one thing off my list. That's focus on doing instead of being. Because you really, if that's happening that way, then you're not running your day. Your day is running you. That's just the long and short of it. And you probably did a bunch of it in autopilot. Because a lot of times we can't even describe or tell us what did you do. I don't remember. I was busy all day, though. I ran. Didn't take lunch. That's not good. I have to take a quick break here. I'll do a couple of quick shout outs. One of them is for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. And you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Great guy, incredible group. So reach out to him, please. The other shout out I want to do, I get asked all the time about my beard. And I'm sure I'm going to get asked about it this weekend. Next weekend, I'm going to get asked about it again. How do you keep it so silky soft and smelling nice and growing and healthy? And I use a whole whack of products, which are shockingly expensive, actually. But, you know, special shampoo. You're not supposed to use regular shampoo on your beard. It's a different type of hair. So, you know, a special shampoo, special conditioner, and then beard oil and beard butter and beard balm and all this stuff. And I'm using at the moment this called Voxter. It's Beard Growth Accelerator by The Beard Struggle. great Canadian company out of Vancouver. Amazing product. It smells great. And this Beard Growth Accelerator, if you've got patchy or it's not as full as you'd like it to be, your beard, you put some of this Beard Growth Accelerator on, you rub it in, and then you use this other thing here that's called the Micro Needle Derma Roller. And it's a bunch of little needles, and you run that over your face and over where you've put the accelerator, and it pushes it in. And I'm thinking, you know what? I've heard stuff like that before. Hey, you can grow hair or whatnot. And I was like, I don't know. The smell of it's amazing, but I've been using it for about 3 months, and it's way thicker than it was. And I had blank patches that just aren't there anymore. And so the Beard Struggle is the name of the company. They're incredible. The smell of it's great. The product are amazing. Highly, highly, highly recommend the Beard Struggle for all your beard product needs and services. And they don't have just those things. They've got heated straighteners, and they have all those things, beard oil and beard butter and brushes and combs and anything you'd ever want. They have with some amazing, amazing fragrances, colognes and whatnot. Amazing. They got a Viking theme to them, and amazing, amazing. So reach out to them. And as we go to break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe to help ground yourself as we go to break. You're with the Long Bearded Guy. Don't go anywhere. Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. Our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. We're talking, why would we say addiction? What's an action addiction? You know, it's not addicted to Sylvester Stallone or Schwarzenegger or, you know, Fast and Furious, or, you know, any of these. That's not what I'm talking about. Lots of us are addicted to movies like that, but that's not what I'm talking about. Action addiction, being addicted to doing instead of being, instead of focusing on being, and then allowing who we're being to dictate what our actions should be. And so why do I say break free? Because that makes it sound like maybe it's we're tied up. Maybe we're being withheld. And we are, but in some ways we are, but we're doing that to ourselves. If, and I'm going to say this a couple of times because it's important. If you have a plan to get something done, nobody has a plan to stop you. I'm going to say that again. If you have a plan to get it done, nobody has a plan to stop you. So if you want to break free, you want to grow, you want to flourish, intentionally grow and flourish, and you put yourself out there, nobody has a plan to stop you. So why would I want to, what am I breaking free from? I'm breaking free from an addiction to wanting and focusing on doing. Society tells us, hey, that's where it's at. It's in the hustle. That's all about the hustle. Gotta hustle, gotta hustle, gotta push. And I'm not saying we don't. What I'm saying is, when that's all we're doing, it's all about the hustle. Push, 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 push. Don't pay attention to who you're being. Don't do any self-care. I'm a walking, talking billboard for what happens when you do that for 30 years without doing any self-care. I was teaching self-care, but I wasn't doing any self-care. The hiccup of it all is right there. The linchpin of it is right there. Oh, the road to hell is paved with good intention. It's not good intentions that were the problem. Nobody executed on those good intentions. So they never happened. So in the end of this, I'm like, well, they call it BS and go, hey, that's not right. Don't have the good, no, have good intention, but do something with it. So breaking free from what? We're breaking free from that rat race that says, you know what? It's all about the hustle. I just got to keep going and going and going and going. It doesn't matter how much pain it causes. It doesn't matter the relationships I'm blowing up all over the place. It doesn't matter that I'm not focused and I'm not really thriving. I'm not flourishing. I'm existing. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I want to be able to say, hey, I worked 88 hours this week. I worked 67 hours this week. This becomes a big, it's just recently become a major part of what I'm talking about, especially with men. We're validated at work. Yes. Feel validated at work. People tell you how good you're doing. You get paid well. You know, you bust your bum and people go, whoa, that's so cool. And we wear it as a badge of honor. I worked 85 hours this week. I worked 76 hours, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The point is we spend a lot of time being validated by that. And then we go home and 50% of marriages end in divorce. So she's not listening to me. I don't listen to her. She just keeps pissing me off. My kids, I go home and they go, hey, you're not the boss of me. I hate you. There's no validation there. And so we do what? I'm going to go back to work. Because at least I'm going to spend as much time as I can at work. Why? Because I get validated there. What am I breaking free from? Why break free? We need to break free from those concepts. We need to be able to, because at work, I'm doing. And at home, I should be being. And I'm not. En masse, we're not. And then we bitch and whine and complain because our life isn't what we want it to be. We need to break free from that judgment, even of ourselves, that says, I feel guilty if I'm sitting watching Netflix with my wife. That's kind of the challenge. We have this thing going where if I'm at work, I lament I'm not at home. And when I'm at home, I lament that I'm not at work. Which means I'm not really present in either place. I was talking to somebody recently. I'm like, if employees could really focus for 8 hours or 7 hours or 6 hours, really focus for 6 or 7 hours, they wouldn't have to be there for 10 or 12. We wouldn't have to put in all that work. Why? Because if we focus, really dial in, let everything else go, and then do the same thing at home. When we're at home, everything else goes away. Leave all the baggage of work at the door. Let it go. Drop it as soon as you leave the building at work. If you work from home, you know what? Change your physiology. Change your the way you're looking and what you're looking at and how you're looking. I work from home. So I'm in my studio in the basement. But if I want to change my brain from work to home, All I have to do is go up and walk down the street, take a quick walk through the neighborhood, or go down and get the mail or something like that. I just need to change. And then when I come back, I go upstairs. I'm on the main floor. I'm in the kitchen. I'm with my wife. I'm with the boys. I'm with the family. But it's a conscious decision, and it's a choice to go, hey, and it's something we can do, by the way. Don't tell me you can't.
But I don't have time.
What I just heard was I don't want to.
I got to spend the time at work.
I'm not saying, and I'm not pushing back on, I worked for a long time in a corporate environment where I had to be set hours. I had to be there. I get it. I understand.
Gord, I got to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs to be able to put bread on the table and keep a roof over our head.
I get it. What I'm saying is, when you're at work, focus there. Really, really focus. And when you're at home, really focus there. Because we need to break that habit of being addicted to doing, being addicted to action, being addicted to just go. Matter of fact, we go on holidays. We're off for a week. We're off for 2 weeks. It takes us most of that time, 2/3 of that time, just to slow down. Right? Am I the only one that does that? Or we all do that? We get on a beach or a sandy beach, or we're on an adventure with the family or whatever we're doing, but it takes us 2/3 of the time we're away before we're actually decompressed enough that we can start to enjoy ourselves. And then when we come back to work, what happens?
Bam, bam, bam.
Immediately, within a day, within 72 hours, we need another holiday because we had to catch up from what was time off. Because society tells us, or our boss tells us, hey, you got to do more. You have to do more. They expect more and more. And when you do more, they expect more. And when you do more, they expect more. And there's a limit to that at some point. But I would challenge everybody, you know what? Do you focus 100% right in the moment, right this minute? Have I had other things happening today? Yep. I have had some interesting things happen already today. Do I have some other things going on the rest of the day? Yep, I do. There's lots of things happening. I got thoughts about what I'm going to talk about on the weekend in Niagara Falls and next weekend in Atlanta. There's lots of things happening. Lots of things happening. But right now, right in this moment, there's nothing happening except you. There's nothing happening except talking to you. I'm not thinking about the other things that are going on in my life. Because right this moment, they don't matter. You matter. The show matters. Giving myself, which in turn gives you the gift of being present right here, right now. It's a gift. It's called the present. Be right here. When you're at work, be right there. When you're at home, be right. They'll notice. That's a completely different energy. You'll show up with a completely different energy when you're really dialed in and focused. And they'll be able to tell. Your significant other, wife, girlfriend, fiance, your room, whatever, they'll be able to tell. Your kids, they'll be able to tell. But you're dialed into them. You're not, you know, we're so addicted to this. Right? Everybody's on their phone. Well, what are we telling our kids? Everything else is more important than you. That's not good. That's not good. We're telling them people at work are more important than them. We're telling them that our friends and other people, complete strangers to them, are more important than them. And they're not. They shouldn't be. I hope this is sinking in. I hope this is resonating. I really do. If this is resonating, please reach out to me and say, "Hey, Gord, you know what? I'm your avatar. Whether you're a man or a woman, I am. This is what I need. I need to dial in and focus on being right here, right now. I need to let go of my action addiction. I need to focus on being instead of doing, and allow the doing. I'm not saying stop doing. I'm saying allow the doing to be an extension of who you're being. Focus on who you're being. I have to take another quick break.
So
Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar at, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Again, that's theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's an incredible program. And if you're not doing something on the bookends of your day, day after day after day as a routine, you're not maximizing. You're fooling yourself because you're not getting the most out of your day. You need to have, and Jose's got some very powerful things that he's used himself. That's how that program came to be. He for a whole year, he dedicated day after day after day after day. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to commit to myself. I'm going to be under covenant, which you've heard me talk about a bunch. He said he was going to be under covenant with himself for a year. I'm not going to give myself an out for a year. I'm just going to do it and do it and do it and do it and do it. Well, he went from no companies to two companies to seven streams of income to seven figures of income in less than a year and a half by doing that. And so, you know, you need to do a morning routine. If any of this is resonating with you, I've got a whack of stuff happening. There's a bunch of things. Please reach out because it's about engagement. We have huge reach, hundreds and hundreds of millions of reach across 450 platforms, but it's about the engagement. It's about people being able to reach out to me. I get lots of people reach out to me. I'm trying to get even more people to reach out to me. And then I'm setting up programs. So I've got, you can hire me to do one-on-one mentorship. You can hire me to go, and like I'm in Niagara Falls this weekend and in Atlanta the weekend after that. If you happen to be in any one of those places, either place, hit me up, DM, and I'll let you know what the details of that are. But being able to plug in and plug into that, plug into one of the pieces, one-on-one group. I've been trying my avatars are entrepreneurial men. And I love my men. I love my guys. I'm an entrepreneurial man. So that's, and I work with pro athletes. So that's where my heart is. But in the last few weeks, I've had a lot of women, and for a long time I've had, it's just really ramped up in the last couple of weeks where women were going, Gord, can you do this for us? Can you do a program for us? I'm like, I've never not officially done Box Inside Out for women ever. So this is a first ever Box Inside Out for women. Starts the 2nd of October. It's only 6 weeks, 1 hour a week. It's quick and easy, but we're going to dive deep, deep, deep into who we're being. We're going to dive deep, deep into some tools and strategies to help us flourish. It'll be awesome. I'm so excited. The people that are signing up, I'm so excited to have them in the class, but in this workshop. But reach out to me. DM me. Send me. You can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. That's thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out to me. Hey, Gord, I need some information about your women's program. I think I want to be a part of that. Please reach out to me. This it's going to be amazing. It really is. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. But anyway, so there's that. And again, if you're a guy, there's boxing set out for guys. So and that was the principal piece in the beginning. So if you want to connect with me, you want to hire me for whatever kind of service that you need, please reach out. And same thing for sponsorship. I have sponsors that help me make this show possible. I couldn't do it without them. And if you're looking to, you're Gord, I think I'm all right in some of these areas. And I would question that a little bit, but you know what? If you feel you're okay, maybe you're just not ready. And that's fine too. But you still want to help me get the message out. Again, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. There's lots of ways to be connected and help us, whether it's sponsorship or support in some way. So please, please reach out. Again, another quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk some more about some of the what does authentic mean? What do we mean when we say authentic? So we're talking about our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products, and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships, and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. If you haven't heard it yet today and no one said that to you today, I want you to know that I love you. Big hugs. And I don't say that just flippantly. I say that from my heart. I love you and big hugs. If you need to hear that today, you reach out to me anytime you want. I will tell you that. And I'll share that with you. So today we're talking about our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. And we've talked about what we mean when we say addiction. We've talked about why you'd want to break free. What's the point of that? I want to touch just real quick on the empowerment of being 100% authentically me. And for you, 100% authentically you, because you can't be authentically me and I can't be authentically you. Only you can do that and only I can be me. So I want to just touch on what does that mean? Authentically me means what? I'm going to give you six real quick ones. Authenticity means speaking your opinions honestly in a healthy way. It's not, hey, I'm just keeping it real, because lots of times that's abrasive and it comes across. Sometimes it's a holier than thou thing. And sometimes, you know, I get people once in a while, and we've all run into people like that. Like, hey, I'm just keeping it real. Like, no, you're being an a-hole. That's what you're doing. So speaking our opinions honestly in a healthy way is something that we need to be able to do. That's living authentically. Making decisions that align with your values and beliefs, with your values and beliefs, not in the character you're playing, so that people like you and love you. Or you believe they won't, if I'm 100% authentically me, they may not like me. They won't accept me or love me. So I have to wear this mask. I have to be somebody different. That's not true. Make decisions that align with your values and beliefs. The third one is pursuing your passions. Don't be living up to somebody else's expectation. Don't be trying to make, you know, whether it's parents or society or a spouse, stop living up to somebody else's. Live your own and pursue your own passions. What lights you up? Yeah, I'm sure you've talked to people, and I talk to people all the time, that they're talking about, oh, I have my job. And then you hit something, okay, what do you do for fun? Or what do you do for this? Or so you hit something that they really enjoy doing, and they perk right up, and they're animated, they're talking, and you can see just by the passion in their voice and the look on their face, and they're beaming when they talk about, hey, there's a passion. We need to pursue those. Listening to the inner voice guiding you forward. A lot of times, you know, you talk about the, you know, the angel and the devil on our shoulders. We're listening to those little voices that are they pushing us forward? Or are they holding us back? Are they helping us move forward? Are they helping us grow and expand and flourish? Or are they holding us back? So listen to the inner voice guiding you forward is a way to have authenticity. To live authentically, you need to be able to hear that little voice and pay attention to it. Five is allowing yourself to be vulnerable and open-hearted. Does that mean you're going to leave yourself exposed for hurt? Is that going to happen? Yep. 100%. Are you going to put yourself out there in a way that, that makes you vulnerable? If you put it yourself, I'll guarantee if you put yourself out there in a way to be vulnerable and you're being vulnerable, someone's going to take advantage of that. Someone's going to try to take advantage of that. Or you're going to get hurt. The alternative is to set up this, and lots of people do it. They set up this armor around themselves. They don't let anybody in to hurt, but that also stops the love from going out. It stops the care from going. You're literally prisoning yourself. So allow yourself to be vulnerable and open-hearted. But number six is setting healthy boundaries and walking away from toxic situations. So it's not, hey, be vulnerable with no boundary. That's not cool. You need to set healthy boundaries. You need to hold to those boundaries. Don't let people walk past the boundary. You set a boundary, you hold on to your boundary. That's how you be authentic to you. And it doesn't matter. Again, you've heard me say this all the time. You don't need validation, approval, or even someone to understand what your journey is. It's not for them. Their opinion doesn't matter. It's for you. So you set the boundary. It's your journey. It's your adventure. You're the paintbrush. You're writing the script for the movie. You're the main character of the movie. Don't let some peripheral character that's only there once in a while or that doesn't give a crap about what, don't let them give them the pen to write the scene. It's your scene. It's your movie. It's your painting. It's your adventure. You make the rules and then stick to those rules. Set healthy boundaries and then walk away from toxic situations. Look at yourself in the mirror and go, hey, I believe in myself and I value myself enough to hold on to to set the healthy boundary and then hold to that healthy boundary. Wildly important. So essentially, what does it mean to be? It's empowering. Standing up in your own, we get this thing where we put our hands on our hips and we have the Superman moment and we go, I'm going to be unapologetically, unabashedly me. And if they like it, great. If they don't like it, I don't care. And then somebody we love or trust or respect questions it. And we go, oh, we put our mask back on and we suck back and we turtle. We get small again. We put back, we go back into being whatever the character was we've been playing. That makes it hard to be authentic because now when I'm trying to respond to a situation, I know how I would respond, but I'm not being me. I'm being this other character. Well, is that going to cause some challenges? Is that going to cause some confusion? You better believe it is. You better believe it is. You want to be authentically 100% you. Take away the action addiction, break free, and be unapologetically, unabashedly 100% authentically you. What does that mean? Who are you in terms of being authentic? If I say to you who you be, and I know that grammar is baffed, but who are you being? Who you be? Most people can't answer that question. How do you know who you're being authentically yourself? What does that mean? Do you know who you are? And if you don't, why not? If you don't, why not? Authentically you means no mask, no pretense, no validation, no approval needed. Being ourselves, don't abdicate that power. You have the power to be unapologetically you, 100% authentically you. It's not it is what it is. You can change it. Stop. Stop. You can be who you want to be. You dictate what your life is going to be. You do it. Don't live up to somebody else's BS idea of what you should be or who they believe you should be. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? People of my ilk and older, a lot of the parenting technique was around trying to mold us into what they thought we should be. And now with our boys, we're trying to do a thing where we're trying to give them the tools they need so that they can discover and become who they want to be. Completely different way to parent. Completely different way to parent. Completely different. We don't have an expectation for them. People go, well, how does that work? And I got to take another break. It's not an expectation. If you want to know, it's not an expectation. It's not an expectation. We have a different program that we use with them. If you want to know what that program is, or you want to plug into that, you know what? Hire me, I'll tell you. My wife and I have been married 31 years using this kind of a philosophy and an idea. No expectation. We're doing something else. We need to take another quick break. So as we go to this quick break, don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't forget to breathe, to ground yourself. But please reach out. Again, if this is connecting with you, if this is hitting you, if you're getting something from this, please reach out to me. I've only got a few spots left in that first ever Women's Box Inside Out program that starts on the 2nd of October. There's only a few seats left. And it's not, I've had people pay tens of thousands of dollars for this information, and I'm not charging anywhere even close to that, not even close to $500. Being able to plug into this information at a ridiculously low amount and to be able to push yourself forward and expand yourself, what you've done is not going to get you where you want to go. What got you here will not get you there. Right? We all know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. Doesn't work. We have to do something different. We have to be able to grow and expand. You want to do something different? You want to pour good stuff into your life, into your mug, so that you're not pouring out of the empty. You don't ever pour it out of your mug, by the way. Let the overflow. But that means you have to keep putting good stuff in. Reach out to me. This is going to be a freaking unbelievable program. I can't wait to do it. Some of the people that are in this group already, I am just so over the moon excited about. DM me or find me or email me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com and go, Gord, I need information about the women's program. Please send it to me quick. Because like I said, there's only a few spots left. If you want to help me with sponsorship or you want to help support me somehow, again, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out. I'd love to talk to you. Don't forget to pause and breathe. I'm going to do the same thing, catch my breath. We'll be right back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about our action addiction to breaking free into authentic being. And we've talked, again, we boiled it all down. Essentially, we're talking about the difference between doing and being. What's the difference between being and doing? Which is, was one more important? No, we need both. But if we focus on doing, we're going to have an action addiction because we're going to be action doing, right? Doing, execute over and over and over and over and over. We're not going to pay attention to who we're being. So as we come to the end of this show today, I hope it's been impactful. I hope that it's usable, practical stuff. And as we're wrapping up here, Our call to action today is a little bit different. And I want you to ask yourself something, and then I want you to do something with it. Okay? You willing to do that? Yes? Am I willing to fight through difficult obstacles to make whatever it is happen? Am I willing to fight through difficult obstacles to make this happen? So even for the women's program,
Gord, I don't know if I have time.
It just says you don't want to. That's what that means. Because if you really wanted to, you'd find the time. But Gord, I don't have the money. Are you willing to fight through that difficult obstacle to help elevate yourself, to help move yourself forward? Will you walk through anything? I always use, you've heard me use it, the movie Taken. I talk about it all the time. They take his daughter, they abduct his daughter. He says to them, I've got a special set of skills, and if you don't bring her back right away, I'm going to use those skills on you, and you will not be happy with that. And they aren't. But the whole movie, nothing stops him. Nothing stops him from having his daughter back. And I'm not saying we go to the, because he goes moral, not moral, legal, not legal. Like, he hurts people, kills people. Like, nothing stops him. But until we get to a place where we're like, you know what? I am going to get to where I need to go. I am going to improve. And if you feel stuck, then you absolutely need to do something, whether it's with me or with somebody else. This would be a great program for plugging into who you really are. It will nudge you into the next level. It will push you past the obstacles that are there. But are you willing to fight through those difficult obstacles to make whatever it is you want happen? Because if not, if you can't do that, maybe you're not in enough pain yet. Oh, Gord, I'm in a lot of pain. No. Are you willing to do something about it? Because if you're not, there's not enough pain yet for you to be ready to learn and stretch and grow into being your authentic self. I'm going to challenge you with that. Ask yourself, are you willing to fight through the difficult obstacles to make whatever it is in your life happen? Tell me. Reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Find me. I'm on every social media platform there is. The Long Bearded Guy. Reach out to me. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Our next week is the 29th. September's almost over already. Unfreaking believable. This year is just disappearing so fast. Next week, we're going to talk about and go over again the foundations, the sequel. So last week, we talked foundations. Next week, we're going to talk about the sequel, foundations, the sequel. And it'll be at the same time with my same happy beard. You'll find me right here next week. So as we go into this weekend, now again, weekend, the way we talk to ourselves, it's not, is it the W-E-E-K and the end of the week? Yes. A lot of us stop pushing on a Friday. Oh, I'm going to back up early. I'm going to leave early. I need the time to drink, or I need the time to party, or I need the time to whatever. We don't do anything over the weekend. That turns it into a W-E-A-K end. It's a week end to a week. You don't want to do that. Power through. Make it. You have the power to do that. Don't abdicate the power. Hold on to your power. Hold on to your power. Make it work. Make it work. Don't let up. Hold your foot on the gas pedal. Don't touch the brake. I'm not saying don't relax. Don't do self-care. Do those things. Spend the time on the weekend, some time on the weekend with your family and doing things you love and your passions. But don't make it a W-E-A-K end. Be courageous this week. Be unapologetically you. Be you. Make it another great week. Don't just let it. Make it another great week. I love you huge. Massive hugs. Live out you abundantly and with intention. I'll see you next week. Big, big hugs. Be unapologetically you. Nobody else can be you. You be you.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.